Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto and welcome to the African Album Review Podcast. It just feels like the whole quarantine situation gave us so many projects from African musicians, and I'm not mad at that. I love me some African art, so I must say it's been something, and something amusing. Guilty Beats is one of the most recognizable names in African music from the production side and as a DJ. The Ghanaian's full name is Ronald Banfu, and he was born in Palermo, Italy.
The latest African album review is
Guilty Beats recently gave us the EP Different on April 3, 2020, which is the release date. It has 6 tracks, 15 minutes, 56 second runtime, 9 features. The album cover sees Guilty Beats only partially in the frame in the foreground, but focuses on the bus, which I suspect is local transportation in Ghana, and it's simply different. A great moment captured from reality that shows an aspect of life in his homeland.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Utando is the first song from this project I heard. Now, what I found dope in this track is on multiple levels. Number one, it's an amapiano track by a Ghanaian producer. Two, Nonso Amadi comes through singing in Zulu, and he's Nigerian. Three, the latter part of the song takes a very unconventional turn from about the 2 minute 20 second mark and sounds like it samples Sean Paul's Give Your Love to Me. Here's the cool part. It makes sense because it's actually a lead into track two, which is called My Vibe featuring Empower Africa's Jay Derubi, who gives this dancehall banger an exciting twist. Man is so talented, and for him to be teaming up with Guilty Beats is a true work of art. They did the damn thing.
Find us on motomotomusic.com.
Different gives one of the most slap-in-your-face type songs I have ever heard from anyone. Not in a bad way. We've moved from the other genres, and it's time for boom. The song Condom Collector. Hey, the title tells you so much. Has to be one of the coldest, boldest, and X-rated songs I've heard from an African act. It was a breath of fresh air where Moonchild, Sunnily, and Poison Ivy, the DJ, just went ham on the sex talk. I cannot even repeat some of the things they sang about, but... cool track, cool track. The final track on the EP is the fast-paced Yabo, I-Y-A-B-O, which features Falls and Joey B. This one is straight up for the dance floor and is hardcore Afrobeats dance music. It's got that mid to fast tempo going on.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Remember what I said about the songs ending in an unconventional manner? Same thing happened with track 2 as a lead into track 3, then track 4, etc., etc. It was part of the album sequencing where there is no air between songs. This is called gapless playback and is typically done for mix albums. It's a technique not only adopted by DJs, but some of the best musicians around to give a project continuity. I love it, and it made Different really different due to the significant difference in genres from song to song and being able to tie that together. Amazing sequencing. The musicality on this album was undeniably evident from start to finish. To be able to marry the different genres, like I said before, into one project is challenging, but Guilty Beats really came up strong on that one. I'd say there's an undeniable South African influence here, and at some point we'll have to talk about why South Africa is the dance capital of Africa. They've exported so much music and dances across the borders, it's ridiculous. I think Guilty Beats definitely derives a lot of influence from South Africa and has a unique relationship with the country. I won't even mention the extremely high level of mixing and mastering. All the vocals had that sheen which many artists tried to capture and find hard to replicate, while the beats were just placed exactly where they should have been. World class.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Guilty Beats simply showed his class and versatility on different. Not that he needed to, but I get the feeling that for a long time he was making market music as his job demands, but decided to do something different for himself to showcase his range and appreciation for a wider palette of genres, African genres. In the process, he has given us a hit EP. I love it. I absolutely love it. All of the songs are fire here, and I foresee that at least three songs will become like singles that he can push just by themselves, and they'll go far on their own. Tell you what, Different is a must listen. Get Different by Guilty Beats all across the internet and stream it, buy it, or whatever. Support this man, because this is good music right here. If you're into Afrobeats, if you're into Amapiano, if you're into Gom, if you're into House, yeah, there's plenty for everybody. Anyway, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast, and I'll catch you guys next time. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.